5. Darrant River Green. For all our earnest prayerfulness, you must not think we were incapable of merriment. We loved jokes and puns, humour and nonsense, nor were we averse to a spot of Gothic horror. On one occasion, when Mr. Blake came to visit, we stirred ourselves up into a delicious state of fearfulness at a nearby haunted house. And sometimes we would act out tableau down a steep lane where a murder was reputed to have taken place. Once we were mistaken for grave robbers when we paid a visit to a churchyard at midnight. Imagine it. There we were, quietly meditating among the tombs, when we were suddenly accosted by a gang of bayonet-wielding night watchmen. That was genuinely terrifying. I was never happier than when we were all together down here, but it wasn't as often as I would have liked. There was a good reason for this, I know. I was blessed with an income, while the others needed to be in town to earn a living. All the same, it was often lonely without them, and when the weather was good, I felt they were missing out on all the glories of the season. If I could walk the route from London in a day, why did they fancy Shoreham 100 miles off?
Image 15.
Oh, the splendours of visible creation that I witnessed here in Shoreham. In this painting of an apple tree laden with blossom, I've exaggerated the scale of the flower heads and applied the paint for the blossom in thick globs of opaque watercolour. Some of them are breaking away from the body of the tree to give a feeling of all that divine energy pulsing through the tree and manifesting itself in an explosion of exuberance. I wanted to celebrate in my paintings the excess that I felt was the essential vivifying spirit, the vital spark of the finest art. You can see why I've been called the English Van Gogh. But who, you may ask, is the woman in the red dress? She is a purely poetic invention. I wanted to take the picture out of the here and now, hark back to the past, and add a dreamlike quality to the image.